There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
Some public schools are trying to combat low levels of achievement, especially among boys, by experimenting with single-sex schools and classrooms. This makes sense, but the idea has brought about a storm of criticism from the feminists and ACLU types who have been working for years to change us into a totally gender-neutral society. The number of public school districts that either run single-sex schools or offer single-sex classes within co-ed schools has risen from 4 to 228. Students in these classes often improve their academic performance. For example, in DeLand, Florida, an elementary school reported that last year 91% of boys and 83% of girls in the single-sex classes scored at grade level or higher on Florida's standardized tests. But in other schools, where co-ed classes are the rule, only about half the students achieved comparable scores. Positive outcomes have also been reported in South Carolina, Mississippi, and Ohio. Co-ed classrooms tend to have a more feminine learning environment, if for no other reason than most teachers are female. Many boys may be discouraged from school simply because the classroom is stacked against them from the start. But what's the real explanation for the improvement that results from single-sex schools? Dr. Leonard Sachs, whose book called Why Gender Matters, says that neurological research over the last 10 years proves that there are hardwired differences in the ways girls and boys learn. Male and female brains develop in different orders at different rates. For instance, when learning math, a 12-year-old girl's brain resembles that of an 8-year-old boy. The gender advantage is reversed when reading and writing tasks are presented. This suggests that single-sex classes may be a good way to accommodate differences. Single-sex education will surely be part of America's education debate for the foreseeable future.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Would you like to be better informed about the pervasive influence of the feminists in our schools and colleges, the media, and the military? Go to our website, eagleforum.org, and you'll find helpful up-to-date information about Phyllis Schlafly's regular reports and her new book titled Feminist Fantasies. That's at eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, and the man who discovered that brake fluid mixed with Clorox makes smoke, and lots of it, Derry Brownfield!
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I'm happy you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with a country flavor and some common sense points of view. Today we have with us again Joan Vion. She's attending for the 94th time one of these worldly meetings. This time she is attending the 7th Global Forum on Reinventing Government. And she's going to learn how to build trust in government at the United Nations headquarters in Vienna. Joan, it's good to have you as a guest and to hear your voice from afar.
Thank you so much, Derry. I'm thrilled to hear your voice and know that we can. I can feel like I'm at home when I'm far away.
You, are you going to mention your computer today or not?
Yes, now that you mentioned it, I will mention it. I have been very thankful. I've been very fortunate and thankful because I've not had, praise God, any real problems until this trip. And this trip just did it all. My computer was stolen in Paris as I changed planes and turned my eyes from my cart for about 3 minutes. And it was stolen. I was so shocked. I've never had that happen before. Anyway, and there have been just, you know, missed the plane delayed, suitcase not with plane, and a myriad of other things just after a while becomes comical. But I am here, and you're absolutely right, Derry. God has protected me, body, soul, and spirit, and that's the most important part.
You know, all of these things... I was talking to a fellow the other day that his wife had gone to traffic court, and they had a bunch of illegals in traffic court, and they had to put her last because the interpreter had to go home at a certain time of the day. So they had to do all the illegals first. Most of them were in traffic court for not having a driver's license and for not having their car insured, and they got $35 fines, and if they didn't have $35, they could make it in several easy payments. She had got stopped for speeding, which she was speeding, but hers was like $280-some dollars.
Uh-huh.
And he said, yeah, but, you know, he said, I've had $280-some dollars worth of fun telling this story. But... You'll laugh about all this in another year or two. Once you get home and you know, things kind of quiet down, you'll say, that's part of traveling.
Yes, that's okay. Right. Okay. That's right.
Now, let's tell us about reinventing government, because this is a United Nations meeting, And Al Gore had already reinvented government, I thought.
That's right. Al Gore started reinventing government. Well, it was Bill Clinton. He no sooner got in office in, let me see this note, in the January 1995 State of the Union Forum, Bill Clinton said this, quote, and, oh, let me just say that, he called this speech the New Covenant. Isn't that cute? And he said, quote, to meet the challenges of the new economy, to see how we can change the way our government works to fit a different time, the new covenant way should shift resources and decision-making from bureaucratics, from a bureaucratic centralized government to citizens. And I wrote a pretty long chapter in my book, The United Nations Global Straitjacket, on this whole topic of reinventing government and what it meant. Then, that was 1995. In 1999, Al Gore hosted the first global meeting on reinventing government. And I went to the State Department, and I was at that meeting, and that is in my book, Global Straitjacket. And I was absolutely shocked, because the first thing that came out of Al Gore's mouth in describing you and me is that we were not citizens, we were customers. And I was pretty rattled, because when, you know, words all mean something, they have a meaning, and they stand for something that's already been done. And so the fact that I'm no longer a citizen, but I'm a customer, says that government has changed or is changing. I lost track of the other reinventing government meetings because they were really hosted by individual countries. And in the interim, the host countries included like Italy, the U.S., Brazil, Italy, Morocco, Mexico, Korea, and now Vienna. This is the seventh meeting, as we mentioned. It is the first meeting to be held and sponsored by the United Nations. And when I ask somebody, do you know why this is now at the United Nations level, oh, they just said, well, you know, some people thought that every country that hosted it was more a PR program for their country than it was, you know, talking about, you know, reinventing government. Well, I'm not sure I agree with that, but I can't say I don't disagree, because, see, when you shift it into the United Nations is when you are giving it a whole lot more power and status. There were 2,000, or there are, this ends tomorrow, it's a four-day meeting, there are 2,000 legislators. They can be mayors. They can be some kind of administrative person. They can be in charge of public works. They can be a governor, or they can be a head of state. And there are 2,000 here, and there are numerous workshops, and there have been numerous speeches talking about, look, how can we restore trust in government? And you know, Gary, I can't help but think that, for example, they even talked about the United States and our ballot problems. You know, I have long seen that problems are always created in order to solve it. And when you solve it, or whoever has the power solves it, they also do what they want by way of changing and shifting control.
Okay, we're going to take a break. Let's do that. We'll be back. Our number is 1-800-973-3779. We're talking to Joan Vian. She is in Vienna. We'll be right back after these messages.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. Mm-hmm.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
.org.
And we have returned, visiting today with Joan Vion. She is attending her 94th meeting of this sort. It's the 7th Global Forum on Reinventing Government. And they're talking about building trust in government. And Joan, going into the commercial break, you said something about how the government creates problems so they can be solved. And, you know, I've watched this happen. And, boy, this last couple of administrations have really been good at this thing. They create a problem, and in order to solve it, they have to change the Constitution of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So the problem really is, as far as government is concerned, is our Constitution, right?
Absolutely. You know, and you know what is so scary about seeing all of this is that in order to understand what is taking place, people have to recognize that because our government has fostered and funded and helped build an international level above the nation state, that the world has become globalized. Everything, the more activity, the more laws or international law, and the more our government then changes our national law to conform to international law, every time it does that, it is erasing the sovereignty, it's changing the sovereignty of our country, our government. And when you see, you know, look, you have, let's just talk about some major changes, some shifts in the U.S. and our relationships internationally. Yes, we have been and are, I don't know for how long, we will continue to be the strongest country in the world. Oh, let me just stop there for a second to talk about China. China has about 40 people in their delegation to this meeting. China is very prominent. They are very big. And I have seen a huge Chinese presence in many of the international organizations. They have made no bones about the fact that they are going to be number one in space in 10 years. They're going to be number one, you name it, they're going to show America.
Do they also mention their 2 million man army? Hi,
you know what
I'm talking about, don't you?
Yeah, I do know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, their army is to be reckoned with. And, we've got it wrong financially. When the top three countries who own our treasury bills happen to be Saudi Arabia, Japan, and China, there's something wrong. Henry Paulson, who might be our treasury secretary, but who's a globalist, an internationalist, and most of all a banker, first and foremost, basically said a couple weeks ago, look, there's nothing wrong with having China own this much treasury of our treasury bills. It just shows it's good business.
Hey, let's take another break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Matson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a biweekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
And we're back. Joan, going into the commercial break, you were talking about how the United States is the strongest country in the world, but here comes on China like gangbusters. And I think I'm not sure what I said, but we were talking about how strong China is. And I said, are you familiar with the 2 million? I think
yes.
It's 200 million, is it
yes,
not?
Yes, 200 million.
A 200 million man army that's going to be seen one of these days on the face of the earth. And China's the only country in the world that can put together a 200 million man army. But we talk about the United States being the strongest country in the world, and I can't see how possibly we can be called the strongest country in the world when we're broke, when we owe trillions and trillions, and what the government tells us we owe $9 trillion or something like that. But if you put into the books all of the debts that we owe, it goes up into $30-40 trillion, something like that, when you put Medicare and Social Security and all that stuff in there. Do you see it the way I see it?
Yes, I do. And the thing is, what is so interesting about reinventing government is that part and parcel of their shifting from their bureaucratic level to the to what they call decentralization is that they're now bringing in, as you know, corporations to help run government.
Private partnership, private
public-private partnership.
Yeah.
And I did an interview with a legislator from, it's not Botswana, but in any event, somewhere there. And so he was really thrilled with, oh, yes, we're doing public-private partnership, and we're privatizing, and we're selling state assets, and we have all this extra money by way of tax receipts. And so I said to him, well, okay. I said, do you know that he who owns the most shares controls? And he looked at me, and then he came back with, oh, but we get dividends. And I thought, oh, my goodness. And my colleague who was taping the interview also said, did you see how afraid he got? I rattled his cage. He hadn't thought about that before.
Right.
And this is all part and parcel of the lies and the deceit and the deception that are being peddled to all the third world countries. It's much easier for them to follow when they see the United States doing it. And I said to him, excuse me, do you know the classic definition of fascism? You know, fascism like Mussolini? I said, that's government and business working together. I said, what do you think public-private partnership is? How much fascism do you want in your country? And, you know, these are clearly thoughts that a lot of these third world countries haven't thought about. They're just so thrilled that after years of poverty to have somebody come and bring money to them. And now, in order to do that, they're changing the structure of their government. And if you're going to do that, you do have to change from conventional government, which we have had, to some new structure in order to make fascism part of your government.
And you know you can take this right down to the local level, just like I've talked many, many times, how the sheriffs are giving up their authority because they accept handouts from the federal government. And it doesn't make any difference if the sheriff's department or it's a city council or whoever it happens to be. Once they take that money, hey, the strings are attached, I will assure you.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. This is very scary because, I have been talking about an evolutionary change to world government, and I did another interview with some public administration person, and we were chatting, and he was explaining some things, and I said to him, well, look, do you not see some kind of universal government or universal commonwealth? He's from Canada. And he said, oh, no, I wouldn't go that far. And I said, well, let me rephrase it. I said, you're telling me that all this stuff doesn't go anywhere. I said, how about when a guy and a girl and they're good friends and all of a sudden they start dating and then all of a sudden they realize it's more than that and before you know it, and he goes, two shall become one. I said, yes. I said, so while there may or may not be a written page for world government, but I believe there is, he doesn't, I said, do you not see how it could just evolve? Well, he couldn't say anything because he hadn't thought about that.
You know, I watch Link TV. I don't know. I think I talked to you about this one day.
Mm-hmm.
They do international news all of the time. And the other day I was watching, and they were doing newscasts from Australia. And they said, you know, the people in Australia are becoming concerned because it looks like the Australian government is spying on the people. That, you know, they do telephone, they check on telephone calls and all this sort of thing. And they said, and we weren't doing this until we were asked to by the United Nations, by the European Union and the United States. Now, does that tell you something? And you know
it does.
At the same time,
the big thing, you know, trust is the, as you mentioned earlier, trust is the theme here. And let me just read you part of an opening statement by Antonio Maria Costa, and I can't tell you who he is at this moment. But
okay, we're going to read the statement after these messages. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Friends, for just $35 a year, you can get the most beautiful magazine in the West, The Paragon, the quarterly publication of the Paragon Foundation. Give it as a gift. Here's the executive director, G.B. Oliver.
It's so very difficult doing what we do, but yet it's the most worthwhile thing in the world. We have the most worthwhile job that we will ever have because I think the decisions we make and the progress we make right now are going to determine whether our children and grandchildren grow up in a free country or they grow up in servitude. Unfortunately, people don't get involved in it until somebody's got them by the throat and taken everything that they own away from them. So this Paragon Foundation is absolutely dedicated to protecting those rights and protecting those properties that you have. And I don't know of another organization across the country that offers some of the things that we offer. I'm proud of it.
So pick up the telephone and dial toll-free 1-877-847-3443 and join the Paragon Foundation today online at paragonfoundation.org.
Get a free Razor cell phone delivered free to your door. Don't want a free Razor? Then go to letstalk30.com and choose from hundreds of other free phones. Join 500,000 users who found the smartest way to buy their cell phones. Never pay retail again. At letstalk30.com, you can compare prices on phones and service plans from all the major carriers. Find the coolest new phone at the coolest price. Find the best current special offers. Read what folks have to say about their phones and plans. They actually rate and review their phones and service plans so you know which ones to pick. Do it all in the comfort of your own home. If your plan is ending, now's your chance. Try your new phone risk-free for 7 days with free 48-hour shipping. Letstalk30.com is the only way to get the absolute best deal possible. Right now, get a free Razor after $50 mail-in rebate. This is an exclusive online offer at letstalk30.com. New 2-year service plan agreement required. One-time wireless activation and early termination fees may apply. Go to letstalk30.com. That's letstalk30.com.
Every once in a blue moon, my good friends at Swiss America present my listeners with a very special offer. And today is that day. You can own a 100-year-old uncirculated gold piece from American history for not much more than an ounce of gold. I'm talking about the magnificent $20 Liberty Gold coin. It was last minted in 1907, and that's exactly 100 years ago, which is available today for just $789 each, limit of 5 per person. That's a 10% saving for my listeners today only. Call 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUICOIN. Now, I own Gold Liberties, and this is a good buy with a limited downside risk. So seize this rare opportunity to own this popular gold piece. Dial 1-800-289-2646. 1-800-BUICOIN for a $789 Liberty special today.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, a man who says, a boiled egg is hard to beat. Derry Brownfield!
And we're back. Before, Joan, we go into your statements you were going to read, let me make a couple of very quick comments. I just got a call from a listener, and they tell me that the amnesty bill was shot down again just now. So that's good news if it's true, and I... In the Senate, yes. I assume that that did happen. Then you listened to that commercial with GB on the Paragon Foundation. GB is traveling tomorrow I'll pick him up at the I'll pick him up at the airport tomorrow afternoon. We will be attending the Trenton, Missouri Sesquicentennial, where they have the trick riding and trick roping program Saturday afternoon. And then also, you heard this special program, commercial about the $789 Liberty Special that Swiss America is offering. I've done a little bit of research on that. That is a deal for an uncirculated coin. And as we were talking a while ago, while America is the strongest country in the world, it is no doubt the most deepest in debt of any other nation in the world. And we can see what's happening as far as our total finances are concerned, with Japan, China, and Saudi Arabia owning a high percentage, most of the indebtedness of this nation. And if you were ever going to get involved here in a collector's item coin, now's the time to do it, and it's for just today only. So need to be giving Swiss America a call on that. So much for that. Now let's go back to your statement. By the way, Joan, you kind of get involved in gold also, do you not?
I do. I'm an investment advisor. I have an investment firm, Vion Financial Services. That's how I make my living. And ever since I've been in the business, which has been 25 years, actually for about the last 20 years, I've offered clients, and I have proposed that they have to have some portion of their savings in gold, gold stocks, gold bullion, numismatic.
Okay, so like I said, this is a bargain. It's for today only. Give Swiss America a call. Now, let's go back to the, and let's hope the amnesty bill was shot down. Let's go back to your statement, Joan.
We were talking about trust in government, and this is the whole, you know, what they're really hitting on here, and then I want to read a statement, is there is a United Nations anti-corruption law. And based on, you know, all the problems with corruption all over the world, there's so many examples, we don't have time to talk about them, they're really, really forcing and putting pressure on the different third world countries to sign and ratify this UN Convention on Anti-Corruption. Now, unfortunately, I haven't had a chance to download it, but I did overhear someone, I don't know what African country they were from, and it was on Monday, the day before the meeting ever started, and there was some American, don't know who he was, but he had an American voice, and he was saying to this man something, and my ears picked up, you know, we women, my ears picked up when I heard this African say, "Excuse me, I don't think I understand the bill that you want me to sign. What do you want me to sign? I mean, why should I sign it?" And this guy was trying to, you know, tell him that, you know, he needed to sign this bill. At every turn, you're seeing more and more Homeland Security type laws all over the world. I mean, you know, it's like blanket coverage, if you will.
That's what I mentioned a while ago when they were
right.
Doing that Aussie newscast. They said, well, you know, the EU and the U.S. want us to do this.
Well, unfortunately, they should break with precedents and tell them where to go and not sign it.
And, you know, the funny thing, I flipped over the television channel. I was watching this Link TV news. I flipped over to Fox in the middle of the afternoon. It was the big story. Their big story that day was Anna Nicole Smith's baby's daddy's got this kid now. And then they, of course, talked about Paris Hilton going to be on national TV or something to that effect.
You know, this is so sick. On the international level, our freedoms are being legislated away. America is our leaders are putting the Constitution into the shredder, and yet Americans only know about things like Paris Hilton and Anna Nicole Smith. And I'm so glad, Derry, that you're on radio, and I praise God that he's allowed me to come to as many meetings as I have, because we have been dumbed down in order to take our freedoms.
You're now a customer, not a citizen. Explain that in a little more detail.
Well, if
you know, you said
business is going to be part of government, and business is going to take over various services like water, utilities, health, you know, they're going to take over all these these benefits that we're supposed to get, then we end up becoming customers instead of citizens. And the whole role of government changes because government is no longer there to provide the services that they said they would. And we as citizens, where is our money going? I mean, you know, where's our money going? It's like somebody talked this morning. He happened to be Australian, and he talked this morning about public-private partnership. And he said, you know what? These legislators are in term office for 4 years, or maybe, you know, 8 or 16 years. And the bottom line is they're signing away the rights to water and toll and other utilities for anywhere from 30 to 80-year terms.
You know, you mentioned a while ago words mean something. And you mentioned Clinton talking about the new covenant. And, you know, if you do a word study on covenant, that's a term that God used regularly. Mm-hmm. It also means testament, as in the New Testament, the New Covenant, the Old Testament, the Old Testament. And covenant, testament, and will all mean exactly the same thing. A will, like you write your will. But a will doesn't go into effect until the person that has written the will is dead. Now, go back to Clinton's new covenant and put those three words into that. Does that...
Yeah, that's pretty much...
You see what I'm saying?
You know, our whole structure, we've been sold out. We have been completely sold out. And while we're at it, people need to buy my book, The United Nations Global Straitjacket. This will give them a whole overview of the international level, of the economic level, of the legal infrastructure, of trade, the European Union and the free trade areas of the Americas, as well as reinventing government.
Tell our listeners.
To get that book, they can call 301-371-0541, 301-371-0541. Because I've got a change in my office going on and I'm not there today, they can leave a message and we'll get back to them next week.
When are you going to be leaving Vienna?
Soon.
You mean like in minutes or?
No, in a couple days.
Okay. So you will be back stateside before very long.
That's correct.
Okay.
That is correct.
Let me just read this.
Reinventing government. We were talking about this, what Antonio Maria Costa said. He said, are citizens lost? Do we have to reinvent government? Is it broken? In some countries, government is completely broken and must be reinvented. And he cited like failed states and things like that. And then he said in other cases, parts of the country and citizens are under the control of drug lords. But he said the vast majority where government is not broken, the answer is the same. It's still affirmative. Since the world is changing so fast, so must basically government change in order to keep up with how to run the world.
You know, go back, and I've started working on an article, and it got kind of difficult, and I quit. But I need to sooner or later for the Chronicle. But if you go back to the scriptures and do a word search on nations, you will. And here's something else: the United Nations don't talk about nations anymore; they're nation states, and that's confusing to us who live in the United States. But if you go back,
think about it. Think about this, Derry. We are the United States. They are the United Nations, all the nations of the world. And by the way, it was Franklin Roosevelt that came up with the term United Nations for that organization. But it also means nation states. We could take the word United Nations, and it means we're a state of the United Nations.
Mm. Let's take a break. I hear the music. We'll be right back. Our number is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome, and you're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. Yeah.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jog. 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Have returned. What I started to say a moment ago in the commercial caught us. If you go back and you do a word search on nations in the scriptures, you will find that God invented nations. In the beginning, everybody was of one tongue, of one, they were all the same people. And then, of course, at the Tower of Babel, he gave them different languages. They went to different nations. And if you go back, it's amazing how many times nations comes up in the scriptures and how it fits into the history that we've had, across the last 6,000 years.
Well, it's as I go to these meetings and I see all the people from all over the world that come to these meetings, the bottom line is that I see how we have moved into a reinvented Tower of Babel, if you will.
Right, but it looks like, and like I said, I haven't done enough research on this yet. But it looks like God certainly does not intend for us to have a global government.
No, He does not. And part and parcel of why I think the United Nations and our government has been able to do what they've done is because, as you know, Derry, and that's the reason why you're on radio and that's the reason why I go to these meetings, is because there's a complete blackout. And I think the American people, you know, they talked about truth at this meeting and they talk about, you know, anti-corruption, and they talk about knowledge-based society. Well, the bottom line is the American people are in total ignorance regarding the whole international level. And if you don't know what's going on at the international level, you've completely missed what's really going on in the world, because it's shifted to the international level, not the national level.
Everything you see, and you know, I saw this way back, probably maybe 15 or 20 years ago, in the field of agriculture. All of our farm organizations started, we must produce for a global market. We must do these things at the global level. They act like, you know, hey, there's no reason for us to stay at home anymore. Everything, the money's out there, but we've got to go globally if we're going to get it. And we've seen what NAFTA has done, what CAFTA is doing. Hey, we're way worse off financially as a nation and as individuals, for the general population at least, than we were when we were not global.
Absolutely. But you see, that is the lie that they have told everybody. You have to go global, you have to go global. And in tearing down the barriers between the nation states, what they have effectively allowed is for the very rich and the very powerful multinational corporations and individuals and bankers to basically seize what Marx called the higher ground, in other words, complete command.
Okay, and we're going to take the final break of the hour. Stay tuned.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Attention, annuity and structured settlement holders. Waiting years for your annuity payments? Now you can break free from a schedule set years ago. You don't have to wait years. Get the money you need now. Call 800-462-1609. Novation Capital has prepared a free DVD to explain how you can get your money when you need it. Call Novation Capital today at 800-462-1609 for your free informational DVD. Take control of your structured settlement or annuity. Lives change. A schedule set years ago may not make sense for you today. Call 800-462-1609. Find out how you can get your money when you need it. Call 800-462-1609 for your free DVD. That's 800-462-1609. Novation Capital. Your money when you need it.
Almost 1 million Americans got something that they didn't want last year. A heart attack. Okay, so that's bad news for those people, but that's not you, right? Do you barely have time for breakfast or lunch, only fast food or a quick snack, not enough sleep, and very little or no physical activity? Is this starting to sound a little too familiar? It's our lifestyle and diet that's killing us. But there is a solution.
Now you can take simple steps that may help avoid future heart attack, emergency room, angioplasty, and bypass heart surgery with chelation therapy.
Cardio One is chelation therapy made easy. Cardio One removes arterial plaque from your body, and that may help reduce your risk of heart attack by as much as 85% and improve your overall health dramatically. Get your 30-day supply of Cardio One today. To order, send $43.95, check, cash, or money order to Cardio One, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. That's Cardio One, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
And we're in the home stretch here, Joan. Going into the commercial break, the final one of the hour, you made the comment that Marx called this high command.
Yeah. Well, he called it the No, he called it the
What did I write?
That's the command, the high command. No, there's another word. Maybe I used it wrong, but yes, anyway, we can use that for the moment.
I wrote down high command, but maybe I wrote it down wrong. Well, what did Marx call it?
Anyway. Yeah, I mean, you know, whoever has the benefit has control. Let me as we go into the home stretch, I want to mention something that should that was really amazing to me. Cisco and Microsoft are both here, and they have they work with the United Nations all over the world, and they work with all various types of corporations as well as all kinds of United Nations agencies. And they were talking about something called interoperability. And the big thing that is going on in computers and computer systems is that all kinds of systems and all kinds of computers are now going to be able to talk to one another, and they're going to be interoperable. And so what they were talking about is that when you convert the government, and they're also talking about e-government here, that you basically erase the need for a central government, because actually what happens is the computer system allows governments to, they didn't use the word merge, they talked about interacting one to another without, let's say, a physical location of government. And they said in the new world, that is exactly what is going to happen, because everything will be, every government and every type of system worldwide will be able to talk to one another just through the internet, the computer. And that's where it's going.
And you know, they, yeah, let's go to the telephones. Will, hi, you're on the air, Will.
Hello, Derry. Hello, Joan.
Yes.
On the word studies that we're doing this morning, let's take a look at the word customer. The word customer in Newspeak here, as it's being used, makes a flip-flop, 180 of the true relationship. We're not customers of the government. We're the stockholders. We're the owners of the government, and they're our employees. So the word customer also implies choice. Now, if I don't like doing business with my county government or with the health department or with the sheriff's department, where do I have choice? Can I go ahead and start another sheriff's department or another county government? No, I cannot. So it's basically just newspeak. It's obfuscation, and it's clouding this relationship that we really have with our government, where they basically are our employees, and we're not their customers.
Well, you're
good show.
You're absolutely right. Yeah, that's brilliant, because that's fabulous, because they've completely done a 180 or 360, and then they've also taken our tax dollars. And they've taken the assets that, quote-unquote, we the people have paid for, and now they're farming them out, spinning them off to foreign companies to, quote-unquote, run for the benefit of smarter government.
You know, this entire global conference now has to do with reinventing government and building trust in government. And if there has ever been a time, and I can't speak for the foreign governments, although, as I've mentioned, I've been watching a lot of newscasts from these other countries lately, and I don't think it makes much difference what country you're in, but if there has ever been a time to build trust in government, it's time now to not trust your government.
Yeah. Well, you know, again, we go back to, quote-unquote, their version of corruption. And part and parcel of the problem here in America is that our government is not being forthright with us.
We are
hidden
out of
language,
time, Joan.
You know, and just like the type of hidden language that they use at the United Nations. You know, Bill Clinton. How many people would have known from his new contract and his little phraseology of we're going to, you know, we have to run with the times.
And we're going to run with the program, because happy trails.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Sunny weather, happy trails to you, till we meet again, happy trails to you.
It's true.